The Urban Land Institute, or ULI, has just released the draft of their recommendations for the redevelopment of the IU Hospital site on 2nd Street. At the top of its list is housing. Bloomington's housing market has the highest prices in the state, but it lacks workforce housing and low-income rentals for seniors, young adults, and artists. The graphic provided by the ULI depicts varied housing on the backside of the current Bloomington Hospital site. It includes single-family homes and a section of condos for young professionals. The ULI placed a market value of around $135,000 to $300,000 on the condos. In a public discussion yesterday, Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge balked at the range, saying it's not affordable for many area residents. Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton says he's committed to expanding housing affordability across all income levels.
You know, we have a choice to make about what kind, how much subsidy to try to put into this, besides the cost of the land, which we will control, that can really change the dynamic on affordability, whether through tax credits or other incentives or abatements or direct incentives or other ways that we want to adjust what the market would otherwise do.
Former Bloomington Mayor Tommy Allison urged city officials to retain ownership of the land as a tool to ensure long-term affordability. Other ULI recommendations include restoring a street grid and using the property to link area neighborhoods and green spaces. Deputy Mayor Mick Reniason said ULI envisions what's referred to as a living street running east-west to the B-line, with the potential for gathering places in green spaces.
You'll have to imagine that going across the B-line in front of Kroger and connecting with Seminary Park, but there's some possibilities that something like that could happen. And if you can close your eyes and imagine that for a second, that's pretty cool to imagine that kind of green corridor extending all the way from what now is a series of buildings.
The 2nd Street side of the site could see some office and retail space, as well as an arts community center. The ULI also recommends the city keep the hospital's 400-space parking garage to serve as the potential office and retail spaces. Reniason values the garage as an $8 million asset. The city has already put out a request for qualifications for a master developer to coordinate the redevelopment of the site. Mayor Hamilton and Deputy Mayor Mick Reniason say the request for qualifications was issued, quote, just to see who's out there. That RFQ closes Friday. Mayor Hamilton says the master developer could be responsible for public engagement on the project. City Council member Chris Sternbaum represents the district where the hospital is located. He questioned whether that would be a conflict of interest for the developer. The Hospital Site Reutilization Steering Committee Chair Vi Simpson gave committee members the option to stay involved as the project takes shape over the coming decade. IU Health is projected to leave and demolish the current hospital site sometime in the year 2022. The actual build-out of the repurposed site could go into 2024.